Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
We believe that our policy rate is likely at its peak for this tightening cycle. If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in former President Trump's immunity case on April 25th. Trump is contesting a lower court's rejection of his immunity claim in a federal election interference case. Special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump is on hold pending the Supreme Court's decision on whether a former president can be prosecuted for actions during office. If the case proceeds, the trial might commence shortly before the November presidential election. Trump's campaign is notching a key Republican Party endorsement as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell announces his support for Trump this week. He says it should come as no surprise.
Defendant Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. Meanwhile, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
A bill to keep key government agencies funded through September of this year is now passed out of the U.S. House. It now heads over to the Senate for approval before a Friday deadline. The measure was expected to gain congressional approval through this week before the deadline. The measure ensures no partial government shutdowns could impact any key agencies like commerce, agriculture, or justice.
Defendant Anna Gutierrez, guilty.
The Rust movie armorer at the center of controversy in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins is being found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Hutchins was killed by a prop gun that fired a live round. Actor Alec Baldwin was handling the gun at the time and continues to face legal backlash over his role. However, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will now face punishment. Earlier in the week, a state workplace safety investigator testified there were no policies put in place by movie management at the time to prevent real bullets from getting mixed in with others in the prop gun. An ex-owner, Elon Musk, says the social media platform is considering getting rid of showing how many likes and reposts a post gets. Speaking at a conference Wednesday, Musk said that info could clutter content on the service. Since buying the company, Musk added a feature allowing people to see how many views a post has received. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here along with Steve Bonta. Steve is the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Fine. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, the stage is set. Everybody's, been talking about this possible rematch. Well, it looks like it's inevitable. You know, God willing, it will be Joe Biden and Donald Trump mano a mano one more time, huh?
Yeah, well, it would certainly seem so, barring, there are a lot of things that could happen yet. Certainly, it's not clear how Biden's health is going to continue through the year. And obviously, there's still a lot of uncertainties with the Trump lawfare and all the other things that they're trying to do. But at this point, got to stay positive, I guess. Well, what happens?
I've got to say this, Steve, and of course, you've been monitoring the pulse of this as well with the general public. It would be nuts. I mean, yeah, the lawfare that's been going on, all the interference that's been conducted by Joe Biden's Justice Department, I think the people see it for what it is. He's not fooling anybody anymore. I mean, the polls reflect this. The certain amount of people are going to stay with him no matter what because they get rewarded to do so. Whether it's through entitlements or other special cutouts that the Democratic Party and Joe Biden has been able to favor with some of these special interest groups and that sort of thing. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're going to vote, they're going to vote for Joe Biden no matter what. And those are the people that are, it's weird to try to, talk to them or even to listen to them, how they try to turn, the facts upside down. And of course, we're going to get a little bit of exercise with that tonight when Joe Biden really kind of defends himself and with tonight's State of the Union and sets the stage for explaining why he deserves another four more years, right?
Yeah. I'm so not looking forward to the State of the Union address, but it's to your first point. I mean, I don't spend too much time consuming media like MSNBC and CNN and so forth, but NPR and this kind of thing. But to the extent that I do, I am just impressed at how at the chasm between the point of view of people on the so-called right or Trump supporters or Republicans or whatever, however you want to style them, and on the other hand, the Biden camp. There are apparently a lot of people out there. I don't know if it's all willful self-delusion or not, but they don't see or profess not to see any of the things that we see, starting with this obvious cognitive decline. Yes. And all of the other associated issues there, they just don't get it. And I think, you know, Exhibit A in this regard was, you know, back last month for President's Day, there was a much ballyhooed survey of all the U.S. presidents, you know, ranked in order of effectiveness by several hundred historians. Yeah, sure. And they ranked Trump, of course, dead last without really explaining why, but he was by far the worst. And Biden was like number 12 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it was 14th or something. He was in the 14th. Top 15. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at that and I thought, good grief, you know, what kind of alternate universities do you live in? Of course, these are all academics, so we can safely assume that almost all of them, or probably all of them, are left-wingers of one species or another. And it's just clearly delusional from people who, you know, left-wing or not, at least, I mean, they're presumably scholars and ought to know better. You know, this is not without precedent either. I mean, you know, the Democrat Party, you know, lied, dissembled, and covered up, you know, back in the day, Woodrow Wilson's health issues, and then you know, FDR's health issues. So this is not without precedent either.
Right. Exactly. Well, the thing to again, in terms of, you know, we hear a lot about we got to have unity, we got to come together. Nikki Haley, oh, we've got to unify the country. I don't know how we can unify, Steve. It's not we're not even the same zip code.
You talk about
being Venus and Mars. I mean, we're so separated by a universe of understanding with what's going on here, you know, to your point, right? So how do you find middle ground when it's that, when the lunatic fringe is just so radically different?
Well, I mean, I think the best we can hope for at this juncture is that the violent impulses on the part of the left will be cooled down. I mean, this is just, you know, if we have four more years of constant rioting and assaults on Trump supporters and actually, you know, people in Congress egging them on and telling them to, you know, confront Trump supporters in public places and shame them and humiliate them and drive them out and cancel them and on. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to coexist for another 4 years. I think that
point, Steve, if not, then what? If conservatives and people of courage and faith are not willing to stand up for freedom, then what?
Well, then the abyss, I guess. I mean, you know, we certainly aren't the first country to have literally broken up over these sorts of irreconcilable differences. And, you know, I hope that it won't head in that direction. But, I mean, you know, you get to a certain point where you say, and I mean, you know, the left is already making it clear that they have no intention under any circumstances of accepting Trump as president. So what does that mean? I mean, are they going to do the same thing they did before, only, you know, ratchet it up to take it to the next level? I mean, are they going to, you know, band together, you know, the Democrats in Congress and their allies in the deep state and the military and so forth and refuse to seat Trump as president or try to stage some sort of a coup if he gets elected?
Well, they already did. They already did one. They already executed one coup, and people's heads are still reeling from it, trying to understand. Here we've spent millions upon millions of dollars on January the 6th, and we didn't, you know, really deal with the real issue here. And that is, why did you have over a million people come to D.C. saying, hey, you know, we want to protest the results of this election? But the Democrats' response was, oh, okay, we're putting you in jail. You know, how dare you? I mean, that's about as totalitarian as you can get. And the rest of America, the rest of America just yawned. We let it happen. And to this day, people are still in jail without bail. You know, they've been in there for hundreds of days. And it's unconscionable that this is happening in our America. But, you know, okay, so what are you going to do? That's why I'm saying I think your point's well taken that you were suggesting earlier, and that is that, look, we, as much as they're going to take a stand, we must take a stand. And I get it. Some people say, well, you know, they always say, Bill, we don't want to go to war or anything like that. Well, okay, well, I don't think you can dictate that. I think that, you know, it's just like, you know, our founding fathers. It wasn't like they wanted to go to battle with Great Britain. I mean, here's this awesome force and everything. Hey, can't we negotiate? Can't we work this out? But sometimes it gets to that point to where you go, hey, look, you know, you know, we've got to, you know, we got to break some eggs here in order to make an omelet.
Well, and be it noted, the British were paragons of reason compared to what we're dealing with today with this woke crowd.
Well, you know, and the thing is, let me tell you, Steve, here we are. We're going to go into the State of the Union. And you know what remains with me is that defiant, little bratty attitude of Nancy Pelosi when she tore up the speech that Donald Trump gave. And it was like nothing. I mean, how the offense that she put out there against everybody else that supported Donald Trump. We've got more from Steve after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's 19 minutes minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. He is the executive senior editor who writes on economics, foreign affairs, and American politics for the New American Magazine. The topics that you handle, Steve, it's just got to be so hard for you these days because you have nothing to write about. I mean, there's nothing really happening in any of these areas, right?
Well, you are being facetious. I can't see your face, but I know you're being facetious. Yeah, it's a target-rich environment these days, that's for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I wanted to address this issue that you had talked about in your current TV podcast, and that is the AG Merrick Garland targeting election integrity efforts. I mean, like, you know, this is the thing you love about the Democrats is that they know, I mean, they have no standing whatsoever, but suddenly they will give themselves standing and say, look at us, we're the champions of election integrity. We're the only ones talking about it. Well, you guys are the criminals that created this whole deal and compromised election integrity. And now just to kind of, you know, say, well, we did something about it heading into the election 8 months away. You're going to say, hey, look at, you know, we're champions of the cause, right?
Yeah, well, I just have to say regarding that, if nothing else, that little stunt of Garland's, I think it was in a church down Alabama a few days ago where he talked about how, don't worry, you know, we're going to make sure the election integrity, there's not going to be any racial discrimination at the ballot booth and all the rest of this. It just reminded me again that, you know, for all of his considerable foibles that have been, you know, brought out in the press since he announced he was stepping down, I will be forever grateful to Mitch McConnell for making sure that man never got on the Supreme Court.
Amen. Exactly.
We're sure seeing now, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, even Mitch could see what kind of a gimlet-eyed left-winger he was. And, you know, unfortunately, of course, we've had him inflicted on us for at least 4 years as, you know, in his capacity as Attorney General. But my goodness. Yeah, and again, as far as the main point goes, you know, this is just more hypocrisy, projection, call it what you will. It's the usual sort of thing where, you know, the left does what they always accuse the other side, us, of doing, in this case,
exactly.
You know, systematic cheating at elections, discrimination, and all the rest of it. It was, after all, not so very long ago, the Democratic Party that was openly and unabashedly in favor of Jim Crow laws and all the rest of this type of thing, you know, discrimination against, it's the party of racism, you know,
oh,
and I know
totally.
The left, they hate, oh, it's not the same Democratic Party, and that's not a fair comparison. You know, we mended our ways back in the 1930s, and all the rest of that, okay, right, whatever.
Right, right. So you say Democrats who followed in lockstep with LBJ for this, this new society that, rendered all this war on poverty, $25 trillion worth of expenditure of taxpayers' money that's done bupkis. Yeah, tell me about it. When the sole motivation and the goal of the war on poverty was to get blacks to vote Democrat, and now blacks are waking up in record number. I mean, you got numbers 20-25% now abandoning the Democratic camp. I mean, it's no wonder Joe Biden is opening up the border because now he's got to try to find a way to get ballots in the hands of these illegal immigrants. Who Rachel Campos Duffy the other day, I don't know if you saw this or not, Steve, but she did kind of an informal survey with these people that are coming across the border. You know, who are you going to vote for? You know, Trump or Biden? 100% said Biden. I mean, these people are just, you know, I know we say a chorus and but I mean, it's like, is this a setup or what?
Well, it worked with California, of course, a generation ago. It's
easy
to forget that. I mean, not only is Ronald Reagan from California, but California had a string of Republican governors back in the day and all this sort of thing. And thanks to the counterpoise of Orange County and the Central Valley and places like this, you know, it was not monolithically left wing and blue up through the 1990s. But that's, you know, that's long ago history now. The notion,
Speaking of Orange County, I'm sorry. Speaking of Orange County, really quick, it was impressive. Donald Trump was there yesterday, and to cheers of people there in Anaheim, and conservative headquarters, so to speak, and telling them, hey, look, we're going to take the state back. I mean, when was the last time you heard of a presidential candidate claiming to take back the state of California? I mean, this was a breath of fresh air. But go ahead. You were going to say something about Steve Garvey.
Well, I mean, kudos to Trump for trying, and maybe I'll be proven wrong. I mean, the mere fact that Garvey would make it to actually be able to run for the Senate in their kind of winner-take-all system and not a Democrat versus Democrat is maybe progress. But, you know, the press is all reassuring. Oh, don't worry. You know, Adam Schiff will win by a mile because California is a completely blue state and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, they're not wrong. Much as it pains me to admit that Shifty Schiff, rather than going to prison as he ought, or at very least be removed from office permanently, is probably just into the Senate and make even more trouble there. He's going to make the likes of Schumer look like a saint.
You imagine? Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the thing is, I can't wait, Steve, is that maybe this thing comes around, bites him in the back end, because he orchestrated this deal. I mean, he marginalized the rest of the Democrats and, you know, and spent something like $11 million to promote Steve Garvey. Steve Garvey has high name recall. Obviously, he's still amongst the voters, the voting age voters there in California, because of, as he says, the millions of people for all those years that he played in front of at Dodger Stadium and throughout the state. So he has name recall. He just doesn't have, you know, the political chops. And I don't know in 8 months if he can really, you know, be aggressive enough and really get his act together and, you know, take some sort of crash course in how to address these issues, because he's playing with somebody who is, I mean, you're a 10-degree black belt you're going up against in Schiff, who's been, you know, this has been a career for him. He's nasty. It's no holds barred. And you're coming in and you barely have a white belt, you know, to compete against this guy.
He's got a mobster morality, as we saw on display, and he was one of the key players against Trump, you know, advancing the whole Russia collusion thing and, you know, agitating for Trump's impeachment, absolutely unapologetic and unrepentant. And, you know, he's one of, you know, people on the left, in the news media in particular, or do I repeat myself, obsessed over the fact that the Senate and the House are both becoming more and more hardline. You know, the Republicans are getting more. Well, at the same time, you know, one sees the Senate, if people like Schiff make move into the Senate, you're going to see, you know, the influence of the likes of, you know, the Squad and their extreme radical leftism is going to compenetrate the Senate as well. And that does not bode well for the kind of easing of tensions that we were talking about the last segment.
Exactly.
Things are going to get a lot worse.
Well, Steve, you know, this is what I'm seeing, and you can, you know, chime in and tell me if I'm all wet here or not, but the left has pulled so hard left that they moved the center, you know, what used to be the center of negotiation, that with them went hard left. And Republicans are looking, and they're negotiating based on the new center as opposed to the old center. And it's like, wait a minute, you guys are missing something. The matrix has changed here. And you think that you're compromising with the Democratic, but you're compromising with the hard left Democrats, not the philosophy or the middle ground that the old Democratic Party used to hold to. And so this is why Lankford got caught up in this, and, you know, and he got really exposed, but there was no takeaway. And I don't see how they missed this. Do you?
Well, I mean, I think everyone but the rhino-y types get this. You know, the fact that the so-called Overton window has shifted so dramatically just in the last few years. And, you know, the public gets it increasingly. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really what being red-pilled consists of. It's realizing that the old cadences and the old, you know, approach of being, you know, Mr. Nice Guy on the right and hoping that that gentility and good manners and decency will win out in the long run, is the realization that doesn't work anymore. You know, that's, you know, going out the window, and unfortunately being sort of a street fighter like Trump is the only way that anything's going to be turned around.
I agree with you.
You know,
Steve Bonta, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
USA News Update. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says he believes key U.S. interest rates can begin coming down sometime this year, but he just can't say when he thinks that will happen.
If the economy evolves broadly as expected, it will likely be appropriate to begin dialing back policy restraint at some point this year.
His remarks came amidst prepared comments delivered on Capitol Hill Wednesday. He said the Fed wants to move inflation further down toward 2% before bringing interest rates down. Former President Donald Trump says that he is inviting supporters of rival Nikki Haley to join his campaign for the White House. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump said, though, he believes much of Haley's campaign funding support came from Democrats. Haley is expected to ultimately bend and give her endorsement for Trump before the GOP nominating convention. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and direct from Los Angeles, California. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, on the West Coast. I probably shouldn't say anything. Are you still on witness protection, when you get out there?
Well, you know the city, but beyond that, it's an undisclosed location.
Okay, we'll keep it that way. DeRoy Murdoch, of course, the Fox News contributor and contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now to talk about, Super Tuesday in the rearview mirror. Donald Trump's, about 220 delegates away from, the absolute confirmation. Nikki Haley has decided to find a soft place to land, and we'll see what happens with her future. And, meanwhile, the undecideds continue to grow for Joe Biden, and that's on the Democratic side, right?
Absolutely. Well, I will tell you a little about the location. I was a guest of the Pacific Research Institute. I had a pleasure of speaking to them and their audience last night at the California Club, and the Downtown Lincoln Club is having me speak today. About our old friends in the media, what a lovely job they're doing keeping the American people informed in a fair and balanced manner. Ha, ha, ha. So that's the topic of today's remarks. But we did spend a lot of Super Tuesday night watching the election results. And other than Vermont, you saw Donald J. Trump romp in one state after another. And I think, as you say, he needs about another 200 delegates or so, 250 maybe, and he's got the nomination locked up. And what's interesting about this is that I assume that'll happen next election.
Next week or two,
next week or two at the most. And of course, Biden has got his side almost wrapped up. So this is going to be you know, usually the general election kind of goes from, you know, August till November. This is essentially going to be a general election going from, you know, from probably about mid-March at the latest, April 1st, all the way to November. So, I mean, it's going to be like a seven-month-long general election campaign, which I really hope the American people can stand that. That might be a little more to ask of any society than
possible. It's going to be a bloody mess.
Yeah,
Roy,
I
mean, already the way it's lining up, I mean, it's like, hey, you better bring your tourniquets and plenty of bandages, because this is no holds barred. I know people are talking about unity and let's play nice and be nice, but are you kidding me? For all that they put Donald Trump through, I mean, you know, I don't see, short of Biden somehow getting an epiphany and going, okay, Garland, enough of this stuff. Forget the lawfare. Drop everything. We're going to let the voters decide this. I don't think that that's in the consciousness or even in the realm of possibility for Joe Biden to do, because that would be too high a ground. And I don't think that Joe Biden, even with a step stool, could get there.
Not even a hook and ladder from the fire department could he get there. He might take something of that, or like his own long escalator. You know, remember, this is the man who ran for office and largely got into the White House because he said he would lower the temperature, calm things down, unify the country, and we're finding the temperature is way, way up. The country is as divided as I can remember seeing it in my lifetime, with all of us at each other's throats on one topic after another. And, you know, even within his own Democrat Party, he's got people protesting at various speeches and heckling and, you know, lining up to vote uncommitted and all this sort of thing. So he's not the unity president even in his own party, which is kind of astonishing. And as far as Garland and the lawfare and the efforts to pry Trump off the ballot and whatnot, you saw the Supreme Court rule unanimously that the idea of kicking off the ballot is unconstitutional and inappropriate, and that these various judges and secretaries of state trying to this sort of thing don't have that power. And you'd think the Democrats would say, okay, we lost, you know, even Justice Sotomayor and Ketanji Jackson and Kagan voted against us, so I guess we'll back off. No, not at all. Jamie Raskin steps up in the House and says he's going to introduce a measure in the House to try to kick Trump off the ballot. I mean, these people will not give up. And I keep thinking, I've said this to you on this show before, why don't they just run against Donald J. Trump? Say, look, here are his ideas, here are our ideas, and here's why his ideas are bad. Here's why our ideas are good. So please vote for us in November. Can't they do that? They seem incapable of doing that. So just yank him off the ballot and play all these different games and sue him there and sue him there and try to lock him up in one place, try to throw him behind bars somewhere else. And the one thing they seem uninterested in doing is actually running against Donald J. Trump, which is all I ask that they do.
Yeah. How many impeachments? I mean, didn't we already deal with this with an impeachment? And Raskin is trying to say, oh, it was bipartisan because you had Republicans, you know, agreeing, to, in a sense, indict the president with his second impeachment. This was already addressed. How many millions of dollars have we spent? Have they spent the Democrats, Hillary Clinton et al., you know, going back from Russian collusion and these two faux impeachments that have gone on, all of the people's money they spent. It's like, Jamie, you know, if you want to do this, how about you write a check? How about you get your little donor group together and you guys write a check and you pay for this one out of your pocket? We're tired. We the people are tired and fed up. You've wasted so much of our money already. We're $34 trillion and counting. And you want to waste more of our money in chasing down this windmill? You know, get your Don Quixote Halloween suit out of here and go find a job. Maybe, maybe we can get you a job in agriculture or something because you're so smart. We'll teach you how to, you know, go work the lemon fields or pick some strawberries for a while.
Or maybe slop the pigs, I think, would maybe be
more appropriate for
Raskin and this. Of course, Adam Schiff, the biggest liar in the country, the man who told us for 3 straight years, I have incontrovertible proof that Donald J. Trump is a Russian agent, and I've got the documents, I've got the microfilm, blah, blah, blah. Never showed us any of that. It never existed. He lied the whole way through it, and sure enough, he's now the one of the two people running for the U.S. Senate against former L.A. Dodger baseball player Steve Garvey, California.
I hope with Schiff's arrogance and everything, he spent $11 million to prop up Steve Garvey, because that's what he thought. He said, well, I'll get him and I'll punch him up like a pinata. And so he invests $11 million. Garvey hardly had any money whatsoever, but he had a great, you know, social media campaign. And here he is, inexperienced, as we know. I mean, when you saw him out on the trail, he was a little weak, and, you know, he's not a politico, and he couldn't quite, you know, formulate the answers in a way that you would hope that he would. But the fact of the matter is guess what? He's in the big game. He's at the dance. So, you know, what could happen? Are we going to have a Rocky moment here where Garvey punches him out? And because the people in California, you know, Donald Trump is in California today as well. I thought maybe you guys might be having lunch or something. But he's in there, and he's talking about California, you know, the one-party state and how it's killed that state. And all this mess and Adam Schiff are all part and parcel. Nancy Pelosi, the cabal of the Uniparty there, has ruined the state. It has damaged the people of California. And at this convention, you know, the California GOP convention in Anaheim, I mean, he's got the fans revved up. I mean, inside and outside of the arena there, DeRoy. And, you know, let's see what happens. Because he said it straight out. He just said, look, if I have an opportunity, if California had an opportunity to have a free and fair election, I guarantee you I'd win. And I think he's right. Because California, what Newsom has done, and before that, Jerry Brown, when they started sending out ballots to anybody who had a driver's license, right, which I thought after 9/11, we had to be real particular about who got a driver's license, because a driver's license got you on an airplane. So we were supposed to be, you know, a little terroristic sensitive about it, but not Jerry Brown, not Gavin Newsom. So they hand out driver's license to everybody, illegal or otherwise, and then come election time, they send them ballots. And these people are confused. They go, what do I do? And then somebody come by, knock on the door, say, oh, you know, Mr. DeRoy, don't worry about that. We'll take care of that ballot for you.
Yeah, they've done a masterful job of as you say, blasting ballots out to, you know, anybody with a pulse, some people who do not have pulses, and then the ballot harvesting people come by and collect the ballots, and, you know, you hope they drop them off fair and square. Who knows if they, you know, I'd tell you one way, if you want to play vote fraud, is just go to like a really super, super pro-Biden precinct or super, super pro-Trump precinct, collect the ballots and just throw them away. You know, you might throw away some ballots for the people, the guy you're supporting, but you're probably going to throw away a lot more ballots of the guy you oppose. And that's probably the easiest way to do that kind of thing. And who knows if that kind of stuff goes on. People also can walk into the registrar recorder's office. It's okay, you know, here's a pile of 150 ballots. You know, they don't ask you who you are. They don't ask you where they came from. So, okay, thanks for the ballots. Boom, in they go. Exactly. And who knows if they're legitimate, illegitimate, a mixture of both.
They are the party of cheaters. We've got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely! Totalmente. Find a store or switch Suavemente at TotalByVerizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, along with my good friend DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Of course, this past week, DeRoy, SCOTUS's decision, 9-0, we touched on that in the first segment. I thought they should have left it right there. You know, and then all of a sudden you had to have this this additional commentary that said, well, it wasn't exactly 9-0, it was 5-4, and here's the nuance and all that. Who cares about nuance? The fact of the matter is that, you know, the decision was clear that no state had the authority or the standing to remove any federal candidate off the ballot. That's what the Constitution is real clear about. I don't think it's nebulous whatsoever, right?
No, I think it's very clear. And there was some additional comment about, you know, how broad should the decision have been. But the big part of it was that states don't have the rights to say, okay, well, we don't like this candidate, we're just going to kick him off. For insurrection and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. There has not been Trump has not been found guilty of insurrection. He's not been indicted for insurrection. He's not been tried. Now, you could say, in a certain sense, with the second impeachment, he was indicted, but then he was acquitted by the Senate. They did not find him guilty. So, if you want to consider the impeachment like a trial, basically, well, guess what? Mm-hmm. He wasn't convicted. So, in a sense, they're trying to punish him for something for which he already has been acquitted, or if you consider impeachment a proper trial, and it's debatable.
Right.
But as far as the regular justice system, you know, if you're going to mm-hmm. throw the guy off the ballot, you know, let's find him guilty of insurrection. And then maybe they got a case. The guy's not been put in trial. He's not faced a jury. Mm-hmm. He's not faced a judge. He's not been indicted on this. And yet they're going to say,
exactly.
Okay, we're going to wave a magic wand. He's guilty of insurrection. I mean, if that's the case, I could just say, look, oh, I think Adam Schiff, he's a rapist. Take him off the ballot. Well, guess what? He's not even been indicted for rape. He's not been charged. Probably not even been accused. I'm just saying it as hypothetical.
Because you and five other voters accused him of such, it must be the case. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Jack Smith didn't even mention anything about insurrection, right?
That's right. And, boy, he's not, you know, the guy's not a Trump fan. If he had any evidence whatsoever that Trump engaged in insurrection, he would have charged him for it. But, no, he didn't do it. And so even the people who can't stand Trump have not charged him for insurrection. And it's been, you know, it's been over 3 years since the election took place, or since the January 6th took place. And January 6th, it's been 3 years and change. And not been indicted yet, but yet they're going to punish him as if he had already been indicted, tried, and convicted, which is not, none of those is the case.
Well, punish him and punish us, we the people, who want him to be president because of the 4 years that he gave us. You know,
absolutely
four great
correct.
Years, energy independence, border under control, our international standing was restored. You know, we're getting, what, billions of dollars from the communist Chinese, which for years have been ripping us off. And Donald Trump, being the businessman that he is, says, look, we've got to level the playing field on behalf of, on behalf of our businesses here in America. And we got $400 billion, and suddenly that vapors. Now, I'm not sure, you know, what grandchild of the Biden family got that $400 billion, but all we know is that it's no more.
Yeah, well, you know, this is another thing about the Biden corruption. We've got, I think the number is 13 members of the Biden family getting all sorts of payments, some of it from China, from elsewhere, including Joe Biden's grandchildren. Maybe you can assume Hunter Biden did some trade-related work and maybe some of the other adults and got involved in trade development or some international communications effort or whatever. But you're going to tell me the grandkids are doing work for this money? What kind of work does Joe Biden's grandkids, who are, you know, either, you know, single-age kids,
right, exactly.
elementary school, teenagers, mm-hmm. are they doing, you know, high-level, like, Ukrainian financial options or working on natural gas deals in Europe or opening doors in China? They're not doing this. Yeah.
Joe Biden's the genius. Hasn't Joe Biden? I mean, he's demonstrated his energy genius, for the last 50 years. I mean, I'm sure some of that stuff got, transferred in the DNA, and something that they talked about is he was there, you know, giving them their nursing bottles or whatever. So these kids, you know, just have picked up on it. But anyway, we'll set that aside. I mean, I think people are smart enough to figure out what's going on here. Now we're getting work, just like they're figuring out that, I keep thinking, with what's going on in Georgia, that I keep thinking any minute now Judge Judy is going to come on the scene. I mean, this is like a scene from the longest divorce court proceedings you've ever heard. And I mean, it's like, I mean, you watch this, DeRoy, and you're thinking, oh, no, this isn't real, right? This is real? No, this is real. And I keep, because I keep thinking somebody's going to say, hey, you're out of order. You can't say that. You can't. I mean, this is the most bizarre TV drama. This is reality TV to a whole nother level there that's going on in Fulton County, right?
Yeah, I did a piece about this, which is Newsmax ran it, Daily Signal ran it, and I refer to this as a reality TV show called The Real Prosecutors of Fulton County. And it's just, as you say, it's like a total soap opera. We've got, funny money going on, and we have what looks like a sexual kickback scheme, and this guy, Nathan Wade, popping up at Fannie Willis's apartment at, 1 in the morning, and then leaving at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I think it's, 2,000 phone calls, about 10,000 texts back and forth. I mean, they're hot and heavy like teenagers.
Hey, love will make you do that. Yeah, love will make you do that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
God, who's got time to do that many emails? I mean, DeRoy,
how much time does that subtract from actually locking up violent criminals in the Atlanta area, of which there are many?
The problem is, do you realize how many wives across the country are going, hey, Bubba, you ain't sending me no 2,000 emails. What happened to the love here? I mean, I feel diminished.
Yeah, honey, where are my 10,000 texts?
That's the new standard, I guess, And then you say, honey, you didn't give me your credit card. If you gave me your credit card that was attached to the government, man, you'd be getting a lot more emails, I guess.
And anything lower than 8,000 texts, it just isn't love.
The whole new standard has been set. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous and can't believe. I mean, this is like one of those things where, karma, call it what you want. When it comes back, as they say, it can really bite you. And here it is, someone who went after Trump on purpose and all the shenanigans that she's done. I mean, I don't know how she survives here. I mean, they're talking about, disbarring her and, sending her off to, maybe they'll send her off to Russia or something. I have no idea. I mean, it's just going to be a sad story.
They throw her in jail.
jail in Napa Valley, where she and Nathan Wade had their wonderful, fabulous weekend.
Well, how about send them, go put him next to the guys that, on January 6th, you know, cool their heels there with the rest of the boys
that
there at the D.C. Gulag, right?
That would be real justice indeed. And here's my question. If Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade get tossed off this case, do they throw out the entire case? And does the do the people who've already pleaded guilty, like Sidney Powell, and the other people who are, you know, basically been hauled into this thing, do they essentially get exonerated and get let off the hook? Do they get their legal fees reversed, which are probably in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars? I mean, I think this entire thing needs to be thrown away.
Exactly.
And they should take the entire case, the thing stunk from get-go, and just throw it all down the toilet and say, you know what, never mind, all you people who were charges dropped, those of you who pled guilty, we're going to assume you pled innocent, everyone go home, good luck, have a good life.
Yeah.
Throw the whole thing.
Send us an invoice for all your legal fees.
You got it.
And we're going to heal you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I haven't heard that part, but you bring up, that's an excellent point. What they're talking about right now, of course, is the main deal with Donald Trump, that this just makes that case go away. But you're mm-hmm. exactly right. All the other people that have been injured, you know, as a result of all this, yeah, I think there's a remuneration that's is there. I mean, oh my God, are they going to have fun with this one?
Yeah, I mean, if they acted corruptly towards Donald J. Trump, they acted corruptly towards all the other co-defendants. And I think, what is it, about 14 or 15 of them?
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, everyone from Rudy Giuliani, who's wrapped up in all this stuff. I mentioned Sidney Powell. There's a campaign aide named Harrison Floyd who's gotten pulled into this, as well as Mark Meadows, former White House chief of staff. I mean, all these people have had to get lawyers, spend time, conference rooms with their attorneys, put their lives on hold. I'm sure this has created all sorts of, familial and, marital and romantic stress and all this. I mean, these people have been put through total hell. And
exactly.
In some cases, you've had lawyers who are being prosecuted just for giving Trump legal advice.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought lawyers could say, hey, I recommend you do this, this, or this. And sometimes you follow the legal advice. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you take half the advice, not the other half. Lawyers ought to be able to give advice to clients without having to be arrested and have mugshots taken and get prosecuted. You know, this is what the way this is going to operate. The entire legal system is going to implode.
Well, without a doubt. Well, you see, this is the difference between how our Department of Justice worked before Barack Obama and Joe Biden. You know, when they've turned it in and weaponized it in such a way. I mean, you've really turned the whole profession on its heel and on its head. And I'm waiting for the profession itself to just come together, regardless of ideology, and say, no, this is unacceptable. This cannot be sustained, and say, hell no, enough of this stuff.
Yeah, that's what ought to happen, because, if Trump gets in, and as Republican Congress, we can play the same game and decide, oh, let's just bring in all the Biden people and just slap them with a whole bunch of charges and see
fun.
How they like it. Yeah, have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And, jack up their legal bills and bankrupt them. I think, in fact, if I'm not mistaken, Rudy Giuliani, in fact, filed for bankruptcy because he's got these massive, massive legal bills he can't pay. And so he filed for bankruptcy. Right. So, I mean, at least one person we know of has been driven to bankruptcy by these people. And that's the objective. I don't think these people actually believe these people did anything illegal. I think they just want to, squeeze them financially, wreck their finances, chew up all their money, and keep them and us all tied up with this rather than actually running against Biden. It's disgusting. It's totally un-American. I think it's absolutely hideous, revolting behavior. And the sooner this stops, the sooner that the Democrats know, hey, two can play this game.
He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
You bet, Bill. Talk to you soon.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.